The killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was a serious blow to Iran. It considered Hezbollah a key proxy against Israel, and it has armed the powerful militant group for decades. Now there are questions about whether Iran will respond, or if it even has the military capability to fight an actual war with Israel. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Iran's military strategy is based on deterrence, relying on armed proxies like Hezbollah to confront Israel so it doesn't have to. Now Israel is dismantling those proxies, and Iran faces a decision whether to reinforce Hezbollah or step into the fray. On paper, Iran's military looks formidable. Fabian Hines, who studies Iran's military at the International Institute for Strategic Studies in Berlin, says there are about 500,000 active-duty personnel, split up between the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC, and the regular army.
The regular army has a huge number of soldiers, but most of these are conscripts that are not that well-motivated, not that well-trained. The IRGC is smaller, but is closer to an elite force than the regular army.
The IRGC work with a network of proxies across the Middle East. Iran has been building up its navy, says Nicole Graevsky, an Iran specialist at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. But she says Iran's air defenses are weak, as is its air force.
And that's because most of its equipment is from pre-revolution. So a lot of U.S. aircraft from like the 70s. And also because Iran's been really marred or set back by sanctions on its aviation industry.
Shortly after the Islamic Revolution in the late 1970s, Iran realized it could never compete with U.S. or Israeli air forces. Hines says instead, it focused on developing and producing ballistic missiles and drones.
The Iranian arsenal of ballistic missiles and suicide drones is considered the largest in the Middle East, and that's basically a result of them really focusing on these capabilities as part of their asymmetric warfighting strategy.
The general consensus is that Iran has some 3,000 ballistic missiles, which for years proved a strong deterrent. But in early April, Israel conducted an airstrike on an Iranian consulate in Syria. It took Iran 2 weeks to retaliate with a drone and missile strike. Michael Eisenstadt, a military specialist at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says Iran's response raised questions about the effectiveness of their weapons.
Iran launched over 300 drones and missiles at Israel, and nearly all were shot down by the Israelis and its allies, most importantly, the United States. No doubt the Iranians are drawing lessons from that, and the next time they will do it differently. And probably better.
It was unclear from the weak response whether Iranians restrained themselves in order not to provoke Israel or whether that was the best they could do. Eisenstadt says regardless, Iran's reputation is at stake. He says for many years, Iran was seen as a country not to be trifled with.
And their main problem now is also their image. You know, their proxies are weak. You know, Hamas is defeated, Hezbollah is on the ropes. And their missiles can be intercepted. So this is a crisis they're facing, and it's not clear how they're going to work their way out of this.
Hines, with the International Institute for Strategic Studies, says Iran's leadership has long made clear it doesn't want to go to war.
Their main priority is regime survival. They've openly said so. They basically express that priority in ideological terms as well, saying if real Shia Islam wants to survive, the Islamic Republic in Iran has to survive. So I think from their side, at least, a major confrontation with Israel seems rather unlikely.
Although Iran may not have much choice if Israel keeps pushing ahead with its offensive all the way to Iran. Jackie Northam, NPR News.